The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the glass. So Wolverines back in action. Another night game tomorrow night. And, you know, as we look at what on paper at the beginning of the season was this was surefire win, right? You chalk it up in the W column. Now that they're in the thick of it, these are two teams that are looking at one another in the standings. A Rutgers team that when you look at them defensively, they got a couple guys defensively. And one of those guys they have defensively, as I talked about earlier in the show, is Michael Dwumfer. And you look at Michigan on the offensive line, they're bruised and battered. You look at the tackle position remains to be seen whether either Jalen Mayfield or Ryan Hayes are going to be out there. You got to believe that if they, especially for a guy like Mayfield, I mean, think about the considerations for a guy like Jalen Mayfield and a guy like Kwity Paye. You come back for two reasons. Part of it is you come back to because it's your team. You're there for your team. You want to play and you want to be there for your teammates. The other reason you come back is to further yourself, further your positioning, further your development, get more good game film. Now, when it gets to the point, Mr. Weintraub, that you compromise one or both of those things by playing it at not close to 50, if you put yourself out on the field and you're not close to 100%, that's where you gotta start to not just think about the present and how, hey, you know, maybe a 60% Kwity Paye or a 60% Jalen Mayfield is better than the alternative, but you also have to think about the big picture, and that is your future. I call that a personal decision. You know, we talk about this debate, this line between personal and selfish. And if you're thinking about your long-term health, not just for the team and for the season, but for beyond that, I call that one of those personal things. I don't think a guy is selfish for having that kind of outlook personally, Mr. Weintraub. So when I think about how those guys have to approach this season, especially at 1-3. It's one of those reasons why I'm you know, I look at these, you know, at this game, and you know, if I'm hearing that it's even on the fence, I'm just like, man, I don't expect to see that guy. You know, when it's a injury that keeps him out of a game. You know, I automatically start thinking if it's bad enough to keep him out of a game, I think it's going to keep him out for a few games. Right. Because if it's that close, I think we'd see him on the football field. But for them to sit out a game, I automatically began thinking it's probably going to be a few because there's so much riding on. You know, so much of their future riding on this moment for them. Think about Kwity Paye. You saw the special a couple weeks ago that ESPN did, Ira. Tremendous job about his family's journey, about his mother's journey, about, you know, this is his shot, his opportunity to take care of his family. So I'm like, man, it's hard not to have that color how you're thinking. And I don't imagine that it's far from the thinking, which means, you know, the next man, some of those younger guys have been baptized under fire. And hopefully that baptism has put them in a better position, you know, to go out there and perform against an opponent that is, I joke about this, Ira. I joked about it in the film session with Al Borges. Said, you know, one solution is to play a worse opponent. Right. And so put them in a better position after playing a much better team, experiencing some disappointment. Hopefully those setbacks kind of preparing them better to take on this team. Now, as I said, you look at Rutgers, they have a couple of guys. It just so happens that when you look at them defensively, one of their guys is Michael Dwanford. That's one of the places in which they can be disruptive is up front. And so for me, this gets back to something that I've been talking about for a little over a week now. You got some guys that were seemingly close. We're seemingly close to competing, but for some setbacks. I'm thinking specifically of a guy like Zach Carpenter. You know, so Zach Carpenter is what arguably the strongest, certainly one of the top two or three strongest guys on the team. I think they, back in winter conditioning, they said the guy bench pressed like 225, 39 times or something ridiculous like that. It would have been like tops at the NFL combine. He's so strong. So inexperienced though he may be, I mean, this is maybe one of those times, you know, based on how things have played out, maybe one of those times where we'll see what that strength looks like on the football field. Maybe, possibly, when you consider how things have been going along the offensive line. This is one of those contests. I think back to a couple of years ago when Brandon Peters got his breakthrough moment came against Rutgers. So I'm highlighting that to, you know, as an example of, you know, you're getting out there against a not Wisconsin opponent, which would maybe lend itself to those guys, you know, some of those guys who haven't played, maybe lend itself to those guys having a greater opportunity for success out the gate. And that's not to say you're overlooking a Rutgers, you know, disparaging them in a way. If it's a 1-3 football team versus one that was undefeated, and not taking for granted at all, or discounting it all, I should say, that Michigan is a 1-3 football team too. So they have their share of issues, but sure seems like an ideal setting, ideal opportunity to maybe see some of those other guys. And then from an execution standpoint, I also wonder what kind of refinement we're going to see. Because as we go over the tape, as we see some of the mistakes that they made that aren't necessarily desire mistakes, intensity mistakes. It's, you know, just assignment mistakes. It begs the question. I think Jim, the way Jim put it the other day was, you know, do they understand what we're doing? You know, are we coaching it right? What aren't we getting through? And when you see, I made this point in the roundtable yesterday, when you see it be one guy every play that's blowing it up, but it's not the same guy. So it could be the tight end one play. It could be the guard another play. It could be the fullback another play. It could be the receiver another play. I mean, we have seen just sticking with the offense for a moment, that has been the case. You've seen one guy blowing up plays on a continuous basis, and it's not the same guy. So when that happens, when you have so many MAs and they're jumping all over the place, you know, how do you fix that? Is that a matter of, and this is a question for coaches, it's a question that I put to Al, it's a question that I put to a lot of other former coaches I know. When you have a lot of different mistakes all over the place, what do you do? And the response that I got from a few coaches, it says, man, you got to cut. Basically, you know, what I've done and or what I've seen done in situations like this is we scale back. We try to do fewer things. We focus on fewer things to see if we can hone in on some things that we can do with mind-numbing consistency. It may be more predictable to the opponent, but the execution is more predictable for us, is how it was put to me. So I wonder if that's one of the reactions we're going to see, because it, you know, Michigan offensively, and you could see this last year, one of the things that I remember being a talking point, you know, at least here on the outside, was, well, they did this one game, but they looked totally different the next game. Like that piece of the offense wasn't in the game plan this week. And you see Michigan very game plan dramatically last year. You know, by opponent, what might be featured one week is not featured the next week because of who they're playing. And they were able to be versatile in that way. And you wonder if maybe a casualty of their, you know, of their inconsistency, a consequence of their inconsistency is, you know, maybe scaling things back a bit. So it'll be interesting to see if that's what they do and what it looks like for them. And I'm also interested to see a quarterback again. You know, you couldn't help but wonder what was meant by open it up. Is that open it up and it's a toss up in practice about who's going to be the quarterback, or is the primary motivation? Is it like, you know, it's Joe would have to fall down in practice this week to not be the starter, but we want to make sure he's, you know, he has the adversity of competition, of feeling the push in practice. Don't know the answer to that just yet. You know, feel like that, you know, it was an outlier game. I think it was an outlier game compared to the other three. Really good in week one, so-so in weeks two and three. More good than bad, as you heard me say. Bad in week four. But if it's in keeping with how they reacted to struggles in other positions, you know, a guy gets a chance to come back in and see if he can bounce back. So, you know, again, it was glaring the struggles, or they were glaring the struggles against Wisconsin. It's feeling like when I heard that earlier this week, feeling like maybe it was skewing towards seeing something different. You know, as we've gotten deeper in the week, it's starting to feel a little like, you know, maybe he'll have that chance to go out there and have that reprieve out there against Rutgers. If he does, I think the leash probably be a little shorter this week if he came out in the same way. But you got to believe that, you know, the chance to get out there against a Rutgers, for instance, that alone lends itself to a better opportunity to get up off the mat and try to get some things reestablished offensively and reestablished at the quarterback position. We shall see. But I do think we're going to see some different faces out there, you know, at a few different positions, at least getting in the mix, at least getting in the rotation, especially against Rutgers. So I do know this. Michael Dwumfer's licking his chops, wants to have as much as a guy can circle a game. Michael Dwumfer has this one circled, just is dying to put up big numbers. And hopefully he doesn't put up the big numbers that he used to put up in practice. Right. I know he maybe hasn't produced it in games, but Ira, this was one of the practice all-stars we used to hear about. He's going to be facing the guys that he had some success against in practice. So, you know, hopefully what we see is the lack of translation from practice to games. Right. This is when we want to see it, right? You got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider, a Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.